Welcome back to episode 206 of Tall Boy Radio. Who knows where it goes when the beer flows in appropriate places? I would suggest if you will watch the live stream of the last episode, I apologize for the joke I made there at the end. I did not mean it. It was just a little bit of fun, inappropriate fun at that. But let's put that all behind us and talk about fighting. How are you getting on, Gazza?
I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I love talking about fighting. I like watching fighting on TV. Yeah, no, I'm all good. If there was any offence caused by Adam's comment in the last episode, we can only apologise on behalf of everybody on Tallboy Radio. Adam's views are solely his own and are not representative of Tallboy Radio's.
Or me, for that matter. Dave?
Yeah, I stand by everything he said. I totally agree with it. Yeah, not really. I can't remember what it was.
I'm not repeating it.
Oh, I know. I'm not a fighter, and I don't watch fighting. I don't enjoy fighting in any way whatsoever.
No. So we've all had that conversation. Who do you think would win in a fight? Well, that's what we're going to be playing. Come at me, bro, the game. If you're unfamiliar, now is the time to pause this episode. Not if you're watching the live stream. That's not going to pan out too well for you. But if you're listening to it back, there's your opportunity to go listen to Come At Me, Bro 2 and 1. So this time, we've all selected three fighters.
Yep.
We all have two weapons.
Yep.
We all have two hindrances / handicaps that we can use at our disposal if needs be. And this time we've added the extra rule of tagging a buddy. When it looks like the fight is over, you need that one man to come in and rip up hell and save your soul. That is what we're going to be playing. So shall we do it? So the way it works is, Mano a Mano, and the other one decides who would win that fight. So you need to pitch your argument as to why they would win that fight. If you start losing it, you can then select a weapon from your opponent to use for yourself. He can then select one of your hindrances if needs be. And if, as I said, you only have one, but you can tag a buddy to come in and grab your back and help you out in that debacle, that melee. Gazza versus Dave. Pick your fighters.
Okay, Dave. I am going to go for your fighter number two.
Okay. Do I tell you who that is now?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. That is Dominic Raab.
Dominic Raab.
Okay. Right. Choose a fighter, Dave. One, two, or three?
I'm going to go for your number one.
My number one is Mike Tyson.
Oh, I would pay to see that.
I don't think it needs too many arguments to think that Mike Tyson is comfortably going to kick his ass. And I mean comfortably.
Oh, Dave? Wow. Dominic Raab, black belt in karate and a former university boxer, has won competitions in karate. He's done it for over 17 years. He's not just a pushover.
So is he your guy? Is he your, like, he's nails, or is he your, I can't fight?
He's in the middle.
Or is he your middle of the ground, middle of the road?
Mm. He can hold his own. Mike Tyson's quite old, quite slow.
He's ripped.
Yeah, and if you've seen him, even now, like his pad work, his gym work, is like, woo, I wouldn't want to be hit by that bad boy. And it's interesting, because when we do Come At Me, Bro, it's like, are we talking about these people in their pomp, or are we talking about them as we speak? Because I did think about like someone like a Lennox Lewis or something, but then, and Mike Tyson, I thought, well, maybe they're getting on a bit. But I've seen Mike Tyson recently with pad work. I don't know how Lennox Lewis does now, but it's interesting. It's like back in the day, and then you're thinking, do they need to be alive? Because I was thinking people in the past and all that. But I'm going to go Mike Tyson. I'm going to say Mike Tyson comfortably wins that fight.
Well, there's an opportunity yet for Dave may want to select a weapon. He might want to tool up Raab against Tyson. He might want to do that. But for me, in terms of Mike Tyson is a badass. Not only can he take a punch, but he can deliver it better.
He'd smash in the face, he'd kick in your bollocks, he'd rip your bollocks off, and then he'd eat them. Is that bad a guy? Like, literally, Dominic Raab would go into like the Karate Kid crane stands, and Tyson's already fucking punched him 15 times. Because loads of people used to say back in the day, oh, if I was in a fight, would you have like £1 million fight Tyson? Yeah, because I'd only get hit once and I'd go on the ground. No. He hit you three or four times before you fell to the ground. So, like, you know, he was, back in the day, an absolute animal.
Yeah. I used to love watching Tyson. That's when
incredible. Boxing. Feral. That's, yeah. And he grew up on the streets, and obviously you know, Don King, the promoter, got hold of him and this, that, and the other, and he was feral and he was angry. You could tell that he got a bit of a screw loose, and he hung out with tigers and got face tattoos and all of that. And you're like, what a dude that guy is. I'd love to spend just 5 minutes in Vegas with him.
And I'll tell you the other thing that Tyson never really got the credit for is defensive work.
Yeah, mate, he hardly ever got hit.
Duck and dive.
Hardly ever got hit.
Apart from, you know, the times when he did the silly weight loss and stuff when he mentally wasn't in the right place. Tyson on his day, and I think he's not anywhere near that now, but I tell you what, he'd destroy Rob. I love it.
Dave, what are my options? What are my options now?
Right, your options are: you can tool up Dominic Raab with one of my weapons of choice.
Uh-huh. You can hinder him,
or you could hinder Mike Tyson with one of my hindrances, mm-hmm. or you could just let it ride and then wait till the next round.
Do I only get to use a weapon or a hindrance once each?
Yeah, well, basically, we've got three fighters. We've got two weapons or two hindrances. Yeah. So it's like, take your pick.
Yeah, I think I might just let this one die because I don't think there's much I'm going to do. But I mean, it's up to Adam to decide, but I don't think I could salvage this no matter what I'm going to do.
No, Tyson would batter him.
Yes, get him, Ronald. Woo! Right, so over to me to referee the next round, Dave. Dave. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, if I'd have known that Adam was the judge in the first round, I perhaps a Conservative MP wouldn't have been winning.
Hey, I chose a number. You didn't know I was going to choose that guy. I chose a number. So round two. Let's just say it's still round one, but it's the second bout. So this time it's the mighty DC versus the mighty AD. So Dave, choose a number from Adam.
I'm going to have your number three, Adam.
Number three. Okay. You have selected Francis Ngannou, the baddest man on the planet.
Oh, Francis Ngannou. Now, your number two has gone, Dave. Did I pick number two? So you've only got one and three available. Adam, who are you picking?
I'll go with the number one.
Okay, Ricardo Brassell.
Ricardo Brassell. Do you know who that is? I don't know who that is.
Chelsea bought him as a goalkeeper in 2009, but since then he's gone on to be an MMA fighter and is currently.
Now this is interesting.
Because Francis Ngannou, I know who Francis Ngannou is, and he's a mixed martial artist, and he's a guy obviously that fought Mike Tyson and
Tyson
lots of people. Tyson, that's what I said. Oh dear. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. So for Tyson Fury and
arguably beat him,
yeah. Mm. Oh, I actually wait there. Talk about why you think he should win.
Well, Ricardo, he's 33, Ricardo. I picked him because he was a Chelsea goalkeeper. I thought that was a bit of an interesting spin. He's had 17 professional fights, won 13, lost 4.
So, okay.
I wouldn't like to get on the wrong side of him.
No. But Francis Ngannou, like I says, he has boxed, but he is also a mixed martial arts fighter. He is 6'4", 83 inches reach, has the hardest punch on the planet. And at UFC 218, his win against Alistair Overeem. Was listed as the most brutal knockout of all time, and he is an ex-heavyweight UFC champion. So I think we've got a battle on our hands there.
I think it's actually a lot closer than what you would be. And now, obviously, Francis Ngannou, I suspect that the fact that this guy was a Chelsea goalkeeper, and I don't know who he is, so I apologise. I suspect he isn't 6'5". 240 pounds or whatever he is. So I suspect he might not. He might be tall as a keeper, though. So his reach might be.
I can tell you. He's 2 meters, well, a fraction over 2 meters, and 109 kilograms. But I don't know what that is in old money off the top of my head.
So he's 6'7".
Ooh.
That's interesting.
Wow. That levels of playing field because he would have a reach advantage because I think, what's Ngannou?
6'4".
Yeah. So he probably have a reach advantage. I suspect the power advantage would lie with Ngannou. I'll be honest with you. I think that this is close.
It would.
Do either of you want to tool yourselves up to guarantee the victory?
I'm going to say I don't want to tool them up because I think that could slow Ngannou down. And if this guy is a mixed martial artist, he could be adept at detooling someone who's tooled up.
Okay. Dave, do you want to tool somebody up?
I think that if this comes to a tiebreaker, I think I'm going to lose because this other guy sounds like he's a bit, he's been doing this a bit longer and he's perhaps a bit tougher. So I think I'm gonna apply a hindrance to your guy.
Ooh. Oh, okay, right. Okay. So do you want hindrance one or hindrance two?
I'm going to go for hindrance one.
Hindrance one.
Oh. Right. So just before the fight,
yeah,
Ngannou takes a sickening blow to the crotch by a perfectly aimed whipped wet towel.
So he's already got his balls crushed.
His knackers are in trouble.
Now, to be fair, in mixed martial arts, they do have the odd crotch strike and they have the old cup strike, and they do get 5 minutes in a mixed martial arts fight to recover. However, I think that might tip the scales a little bit. He can't move around. He's proved against Tyson Fury that his defense is pretty good anyway, but he can't move around. No. So
you only have to saw Usyk, who took a low blow in that fight, and he was down, wasn't he? Yeah,
dude, so. This is initially I was leaning towards Ngannou, but I might be leaning towards Dave now.
I wasn't expecting the battle I had there. I might have to deploy a hindrance myself to try and level the playing field.
Are you going
to
deploy a hindrance?
I might have to.
Oh,
yes,
you're going to do it. He's going to do it. Hindrance one, hindrance two.
I'm going to go hindrance number two.
Dave, what's your hindrance number two?
Okay, I'm in a Zorb ball.
I'm not sure.
What? Is that a hindrance? Well, you can't throw any punches and you can't take any punches, can you?
You see, you can't win, but at the same time, it's quite difficult to lose. Yeah. Although, I don't know. I think, you see, the thing, the floor of the Zorb ball is there is an entrance. And if I'm going, mind you,
Maybe Dave saw about this.
Yeah.
So your guy's in a Zorb ball. Your guy's rolling around because he's been hitting the crackers with a wet towel. Oh, you see, that's... Right. In a way, I don't care if it's a Zorb ball. I'm going to go with Dave. I think Dave winning this because I think your guy been hitting the knackers. Like, the knacker strike is bad. And in MMA, you wear a cup, you know, so it does protect. Whereas...
I get it. You know,
Dave, take your victory, dude.
I was confident with Ngannou, but I tell you what, no, I'm not going to argue with that one.
Who'd have thought Ngannou loses?
That's it. So it's Gaz, me, VV.
Dave, you're reffing this one.
Yeah, go on, I'll give it a go. So, Gaz, pick your number from Adam.
It's either one or two.
I'm going to go for two.
Number two, Ali C. Lopez.
Ali, okay.
I don't know who he is.
So I've renumbered mine. You got one or two?
One.
Danny Dyer is?
The Cockney fella.
The actor.
Cockney fella. Cockney fella. He's in EastEnders at the moment, but he's been in like Football Factory and all that. So all right, geezer. He's a West Ham fan.
Gav. It's an interesting one, this. It's... It's not a very PC fight, but it's an interesting one. Are you familiar with who Ali C. Lopez is?
No clue whatsoever.
So Ali C. Lopez was probably the victim of some cruel mocking. So it's a transgender female who is a podcast host and is seen as somebody who is good for the larger individual. You know what I mean?
Okay. Does
makeup tutorials and what. However, they guested on a podcast and someone dubbed over the Jabba the Hutt voice when they spoke, if you may be familiar with that. So a bit cruel, but a sizable
opponent,
yeah. That's it, yeah.
I suspect that the sheer size of the opponent might be having Mr. Dyer in a spot of bother here, I suspect.
Yeah, do any of them have any fighting skills?
Well, I don't think there's no discernible fighting skill other than they're a big target and also can absorb some punishment, I suspect. Born the 5th of May, by the way, Dave, you'd be interested to know.
Winner.
I suspect Danny Dyer...
Not a curry favour at all.
I don't think he has done any boxing as such, mixed martial arts as such. However, he has been in movies and he will have been in and around fight scenes and so maybe picked up the odd hint or tip.
This is... unless you can unless you can tell me that he's got experience of fighting.
No, I'm gonna tool him up.
I think it's the right choice.
I'm gonna tool him up.
You wanna be sure. You wanna be sure he defeats her. So what would you want to tool him up with? Weapon one or two?
One.
Oh, one. King Cobra in the box. Vicious little devils.
They are vicious little devils. Now, I suspect that the opponent might not be fleet of foot if they're slightly heavy on the old, like, timber, which means that actually the target for the King Cobra would be relatively easy to strike. So yeah. I think that might have just tipped the balance.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
I don't know, Dave, what do you think?
I think you put a snake that's going in that direction. It sounds like a sizable target and somebody that's not very maneuverable. They're getting bitten. As it stands, they're getting bitten.
Yeah. Just for the record, TBR does not condone the use of snakes as weapons.
I think I'm 2-0 here.
I will concede that one.
Okay.
Happy days. I like it. Right. So round number
2-1-0,
okay, so I actually only have one left now, so
you will have, yeah.
Okay, so Dave,
is it me against you?
You are, it's me against you.
We've only got one left each,
and so. My combatant is Gok One.
Okay,
he's trying to be as a man that can handle himself.
No.
And just this isn't going to be very one-sided because Gok Wan is fighting Richard Madeley.
Oh, the Madeley!
Oh, that's an interesting fight, dude.
It is.
Now, I'm thinking Gok Wan probably can't handle himself.
No.
Like, knows his way around the wardrobe, knows his way around a kitchen. You wondered what I was going to say.
I wondered.
Now, if he was to be tooled up, maybe he finds something that he's used to handling. I know he... No, I won't say that.
Yeah.
That's bad. So,
you're chilling him up?
Yeah. I'm going to... Just to secure my 3-0 victory, because I'm too frail at the moment, I'm going to tool him up.
What are you tooling him up with? Number one, number two?
One.
Yeah, it's a Hottentotter Tamilus. Otherwise known as an Indian red scorpion, probably the most deadly scorpion in the world.
Oh,
what a choice that is! Yeah.
Torben really does not condone the use of scorpions as weapons.
What a choice! Surely, come on.
Well, I'm going to have to tool up as well, aren't I? In fact, no. Okay. No, I'm going to put a hindrance on you.
Okay, hindrance one or hindrance two?
Hindrance two.
Hindrance two. So, on the way to the fight, right? The night before, Gok Wan went to a stag party. And as part of that stag party, what you had to have happen was you had to have a 2-litre carton of beer taped to your hand. And you had to drink from it. Now, the party got out of hand and he still arrived at the fight with a 2-litre carton of beer taped to one of his hands.
Mm. So that's going to attract the scorpion, isn't it? It's going to come straight back at you. It's going to want that beer.
Sure. So I don't know. So he's only fighting one-handed because he's got this great big, like, 2-litre, like, basically, you think 2-litre, like, carton of milk or whatever. He's tight taped to one hand and he's, like, trying to fight with the other one.
Beer in one hand, scorpion in another. What could possibly go wrong?
How are you getting the scorpion out of the box when you got like a 2-litre beer on your arm?
Yeah.
It's just
going
wrong.
A fair point. That is a fair point. And had I thought about it, I'd have said to Dave, why not use your hindrance before I said you? So it is a fair point.
It is. So are you looking for my judgment?
Yeah.
Can I use my tag or can I use one thing in a round?
Well, you could, but I think at this point, given that we're only 20 minutes into the episode, we each have a tag of buddy left. We could have a mano a mano a mano one-on-one-on-one situation to see who comes out on top.
So why don't we leave our buddy tags and let's just chuck them in the ring. That's like a Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
Royal Rumble with whatever hindrances and weapons are left in the Royal Rumble.
With whatever... I like that. It'd be like a chairs, table and ladder match or something. So, you know what I mean? It'd be like, just chuck it in the ring and chuck what's in there. And if you grab it, you grab it. And
Yeah, like that scene from Anchorman when all the different TV companies come to fight each other.
Like it.
So I'm gonna. I still think it's gonna be a tangle, but I'm going with Maidley. I'm going with Maidley.
I think the order of the things that came out. I would struggle to access the poisonous element of this round.
Yeah.
I'll accept that. So I'll accept that.
Indeed, indeed. So 2-2-1. So if we were to throw in our tag of buddies using any weapons, we don't need to use them right off the bat or any hindrances. You know what I mean?
Have you guys still got one left? Are you all done?
No, we're all done.
We're all done.
Yeah, we haven't planned it out very well, as per usual.
So tag a buddy then. Who's your buddy?
Richard Maidley.
Honestly? Are you kidding me? No.
Richard Holt Maidley, age 67, the real-life Alan Partridge.
Oh, my days.
Failed to pay for champagne, but got away with it.
It was
unintentional, folks.
How have we both picked that as so random of all the people?
Like, literally, like, the most random people in the world, you've both picked it. Dave, who's your tiger buddy?
It's unusual.
Peter Kay.
Peter Kay.
Oh, I'm not sure I want to see him get a kick in.
Well, no, but my thinking with Peter Kay is, as the tag, he stands at the side and tells jokes and distracts the opposition because he's laughing.
He would be a distraction. He's quite a vuncular. I don't think anybody wants to attack him.
You say that.
Apart from Maidley.
You say that. But you haven't, you don't know who I've got as tag a buddy.
God.
I've got the strapping 6'5" Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, Big Ben. Big Ben.
Now he's a buddy. He is a buddy.
Who is he?
He's the man you want on your side out of those three.
Out of those three, I'm taking Big Ben every day of the week.
He can handle himself. He was one tough cookie. He took some hits and he dealt out of you as well.
Shall we go through the hindrances that we have?
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw in Big Ben.
Okay. Who are you going to hinder? Who are you going to hinder?
I think we should hinder ourselves.
No. I think we should choose because then me and Ad can target you because you're clearly going to win otherwise.
Well, that's, you don't know what hindrances yet. It's up to you. You're the rules king.
I think choice needs to be made here. So,
okay.
Who wants to choose a hindrance first? Who do you want to hinder, Gaz? And what
Dave, way? I want to hinder you.
Maidley's just won a fight against Gokwan.
Yeah.
He might be a bit zapped.
Yeah. No, Dave, go on. I'll choose your hindrance, Dave.
Okay, so Peter Kay is going to have 5,000 helium balloons attached to him. Which is roughly the number you need to lift the average person off the floor.
Well, he has lost a bit of weight as well, hasn't he, Peter Kay? So he could
Big Ben is 6'5", yeah. So...
He could be lifted.
So if Big Ben might be able to reach around. Ad, what's your hindrance then, dude?
My hindrance, okay.
Well, who's your buddy again, sorry, did you say?
Mine's Richard Maidley.
Richard Maidley, so what's your hindrance?
Who would I like to hinder? I'm going to have to go for Big Ben again, dude. Okay. Like, Big Ben needs hindering. He'd been blinded by a handful of salt thrown by Mr. Fuji.
Well, to be fair, he's used to perhaps the no look pass or whatever on the field. So, we've got Peter Kay, Richard Maidley.
Mm.
I'd love to see this. I'm going to hinder Maidley. Peter Kay's hindered by balloons.
Yeah.
Maidley hasn't got a hindrance, although he has just had his head kicked in.
Yeah. So, you know, he's won, but it was a tough fight.
Right. Just so that everybody has a hindrance, I'm going to hinder Richard Maidley.
How could you?
And again, he went to a party the night before. and what happened at this party was that they went to see a ventriloquist.
Okay.
And unfortunately, Richard Maidley had one too many glasses of wine. And ended up arriving.
Which he paid for from Tesco's.
And ended up arriving to the fight with a ventriloquist dummy on his arm. On his arm.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think that's going to slow him down too much.
Do you not? Have you seen Cuddles the Monkey? I mean, come on, seriously.
Cuddles, yeah. I was thinking more of like one of them ones with a wooden head, like a marionette.
No. I'm thinking, Cuddles the Monkey will do.
Cuddles. Yeah, Cuddles
the Monkey. What was the emu called?
Emu.
What was that? What was his name? Who's the guy that danced
Rod
with
Hull.
Rod Hull, yeah.
But the emu was called Emu.
The emu. Oh, was it? Was it? Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking Cuddles the Monkey. So Richard Maidley with Cuddles on his arm. Ben Roethlisberger with salt thrown in his eye, and Peter Kay with 5,000 helium balloons attached to him.
Still backing Roethlisberger at this point,
dude. Yeah. Roethlisberger was all day of the week.
Yeah,
I think with Madeley, he can't, you know, and use any verbal aggression because it's all coming through this and tells us all. Yeah, so it's like it's
got I'll no fucking sting you.
And Roethlisberger like, who said that?
So we've all got,
like, what are you guys down there?
We all got a weapon each then left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So are we just going to use our own weapon and choose who we're using it against?
Well, we're using it against both because it's a fight.
Everybody's in.
Yeah. Right. So Richard Madeley,
yeah,
with Cuddles the Monkey on one hand and a bike chain in the other.
So blind Ben Roethlisberger has a whip in his hand.
But he can't see.
Blind Ben, he can't see, but he's got a whip in his hand.
Yeah. Well, Peter Kay, he's hindered by these balloons that are floating him up, so he can't actually get near you. But his weapon is actually a trebuchet, which he doesn't need to be that close to you.
Wow, that's a meaty weapon, that is.
So he's just floated back and fired this trebuchet at you.
It might cause him to come back down to the earth, the weight of that weapon.
I'm not so sure that has he got the time to reload the trebuchet to then fire another. I think that's a misguided use of a weapon. I'll be honest, I think it's too big a weapon.
It is,
I'm thinking Ben Roethlisberger with the whip, although he can't see, he's got the sense, and he can whip the balloons, pop them. Peter Kay drops to the ground, and then he goes, and then he gets him.
But Peter Kay can stay at distance and just shoot people.
Yeah, with the trebuchet. Yeah.
Can he?
Maybe we have to go to the audience for this one.
Yeah, the audience have spoken, to be fair.
And Peter Kay's got it in the bag.
And that's your own daughter.
We're going to fall out. No Christmas presents for you. Although, if you listen to the previous episodes, there won't be any anyway today because they will bin them off in room 101. Yeah. Okay, thank you, my dearest daughter.
The good news, Amy, you get the cat for Christmas.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So the audience have spoken. Peter Kay's got it in the bag. I can't believe Big Ben doesn't win that fight. Genuinely didn't see that coming.
Weaponry. When you introduce a firearm,
it's a left turn. I'll give you
a
that.
Left turn. It's the one that did the deed. So, folks, that's it. That's us done. That's our last recording session for Tall Boy Radio of 2023. We will be back on the 9th of January streaming when we are joined by Vic Ferrari.
Can't wait for that.
Looking very much forward to that one. If you are listening to these, then guess what? You're going to be hearing it next week because the audio will drop of this one early January. And we're joined by Vic Ferrari shortly afterwards. So, yeah, that's all well and good. Indeed, indeed, the Vic Ferrari, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Do you want to say your goodbyes?
Yeah, look, guys, have a happy Christmas. Have a fantastic new year. Really look forward to sort of interviewing and speaking to Vic again. And we've had him on before. He's an absolute legend, that bloke. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say. So tune in next week if you're listening to this. And see you later.
Indeed, indeed, Dave.
Yeah, I think this is the first come at me, bro. I've been on round three. I don't think I've been on the first two, have I?
It is your first one.
And how did you find it?
Well, I think I was probably the overall winner, I would just say. Won the final round, won another round. So, you know, decider.
Considering I won the first two, I'm not so sure that you can constitute you winning that. But okay. Well,
didn't lose. Caught a draw then between
me. Creative accounting, Dave. Creative accounting. Okay.
Absolutely. No, that's really good fun, actually. I quite like that.
It's got legs as a game, hasn't it? Let's be honest.
But to be fair, Dave, this was originally pitched by Adam as a board game. It was a Christmas board game. It's like you pull your pieces and you have this. Anyway, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, Adam thinks he's got legs, and in 15 years' time, we'll be doing Come At Me Bro 15. So
I'm not willing to back it financially.
No, good stuff. And 2023, it's been a hoot. It's been really good. So looking forward to all of those guests rolling up in January and February that we've already got lined up. Can't wait.
Indeed, indeed. Let's just hope they didn't listen to the last episode. And, yeah, maybe it's a little bit of a treat because there's no live streams now until an Art Jam. Maybe, just maybe, Gaz and I will live stream the Odds Fellows podcast on an occasion or two over the Christmas period.
Oh, look forward to that.
So you can hopefully get a taste for that, buy into that, give us a listen and just see how the curse of the Odds Fellows continues.
What are you doing Boxing Day, dude?
Oh, I'm doing Boxing Day. I'm working actually Boxing Day.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to cry over our, like, lost bets again, are we, on Boxing Day?
Probably. And with that, we will wish you all a happy new year, a merry Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, and whatever the devil else it is that you are celebrating during this festive period. Hope you enjoy it. Stay safe.